98.1 KZE, Wicked Wilson Pickett on the Up and Running Morning Show. Midnight hour, it's a fine time of the day. So is the 9 o'clock hour. They're all good hours, but that one is celebrated more than the 9 o'clock hour. Although, that is when we have in-studio guests. And joining us live in the studio now, playing at the Phoenicia Playhouse, part of the Flying Cat Music Series. The show is Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Rick Reyes joins us. Hi, Rick.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good for 9 a.m. My voice is a little...
What do you mean? You've never spoken before 9 a.m.? Come on. So you tell the folks what style of music you play.
Well, we play Latin music. This particular show that we're doing at Phoenicia is going to be a fusion of what we call Latin Americana, which is a fusion of Caribbean flavors, mostly Puerto Rican folk music.
Cool.
Fused with American folk music, bluegrass, country, things of that nature. The idea is that
now you say we. Who's the we?
Well, it's going to be my good friend Rich Zerkowski, which is an amazing instrumentalist, bass player. Mm. He also plays the Puerto Rican cuatro, which is the equivalent of like maybe the a mandolin, like a 10-string instrument that actually is called a cuatro, which is can be quite confusing for some folks. But it's a great sounding and a great percussionist by the name of Asher DeLerman, world music percussionist, and myself, and we developed this. This presentation of music, because we all play in different bands, where we celebrate what we call the similarities of the human spirit, which is, you know, the idea is that the hillbilly is the same no matter where you go.
So when you choose a set list, do you choose it for the room, or you have a certain set list and you play that?
You know, we have some things that we play all the time. But we also incorporate that idea, be mindful of where we are and, you know, and the audience.
Yeah. And how they react, I guess.
And how they react. Yes. For example, the interesting thing with this presentation is that, you know, at some point we can play in front of all Latin Spanish speaking audience, and you have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and how do you bring the American side to that, you know, and then on something like this upcoming Saturday, I would think is the opposite, right? And sometimes we tend to play a lot of Spanish sounding songs or Spanish songs in front of a non-Latino audience. And that's always interesting, because I think that, again, it touches that whole idea of the human spirit. I hope that some of these songs that are in Spanish, we do our best to convey what they are through the feeling and emotion of the song. And because that spirit language is universal. So.
Absolutely. Music is a universal language. And as long as you can get the feel and the rhythm.
Right.
And even if you don't understand every word, you'll get to understand what's being sang because of the feeling in the music and the way that it's being expressed. That's what I find. So I could listen to world music and I have no clue what they're singing. I don't speak Spanish or foreign language in particular. So when I hear it, I get the feeling. And I get the, either it's angst or a love song, or you get what's inside just from the groove. And that universal language is widespread. So it doesn't matter what language it's being spoken in, as long as you can receive it.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, and I think, I mean, I've been playing music for a long time, and I have different groups and bands, and people know me from different things. When I thought about this concept, it you know, it started about somewhat 4 or 5 years ago, and I found myself listening to a lot more American folk music, blues and bluegrass, and I obviously don't come from that background, but in listening to these songs, I started realizing that it reminded me of a lot of the folk music that I grew up listening when I was a little kid in the island of Puerto Rico. You know, a lot of, you know, 3-chord progressions or songs about love and songs about heartache, songs about family, songs about the land, we can all assimilate to that. And I started thinking how maybe you know, from afar away, you may take, if I can say, the folk guy or the blue or the hillbilly guy from, let's say, Kentucky, and you drop him into the mountains of Puerto Rico or Cuba, the local guys from over there, the straw hat wearing machete wielding guys that work the land, will take him in because they will see that they have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And in a time in the world where we continue to somewhat focus on our differences, I think a project like this allows us to kind of focus on what brings us together, and that's the soul, and that's the spirit, and that's the good nature of folks. And I enjoy playing this show, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to bring this here to Phoenicia, and we it's very neat, and I'm very happy.
It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
And are the songs that you play, are they rhythmically influenced? Are they charged musically, or are they kind of softer?
I think they're all of the above. Okay. You know, I mean, really, you know, I'm a big fan of bolero music, slow music.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And I know that in a world of the instant dopamine hit that needs to happen in when a second or 2 seconds of a reel, people don't have the patience for that. I like to challenge that in shows like this.
Well, that's why I asked, because, well, music that really infiltrates the heart and the soul is not usually at a fast pace.
I totally agree. I mean, this idea that you have to all in one bite, it not, you know, no. And so,
yeah.
So all of that, you know, and also, you know, some of the songs that people may not understand the lyrics, you know, you can understand the rhythm, and you have a great percussionist.
Do you do all original songs, or do you cover other artists?
I do a mix of those. Okay. You know, I think the reinterpretation of some songs in a Latin way is very interesting.
That's
for
cool.
us.
Yeah.
And
you incorporate your own songs and weave them in?
Correct.
Cool.
Correct. Yeah. And because we're mindful that, you know, some people may, you know, we want to connect with the audience as much as we can. And really, my thought and approach lately to everything that I do musically is that I want to honor the time that anybody is giving me. If an audience is giving me an hour and 30 minutes, I want to help you suspend in time and honor your time by being great musically, but connect through stories and just honor that time with a great presentation.
And that's what we want, to be lost and entertained.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about getting up and getting to work the next day, or what's going to happen with the family, or whatever it is. It's always a good thing to escape and get away. So folks, get tickets. Visit PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. Rick Reyes, our guest, is going to be playing at the Phoenicia Playhouse, part of the Flying Cat Music Series, this Saturday, the 24th at 7 p.m. So get ready for a great night of music, and you will be able to appreciate the rhythms, the songs, the lyrics, and maybe you'll be entertained by a couple of songs you know.
Yeah, and if I can add a couple of things again, I mean, I wish I could have played some songs this morning. Obviously, my voice is a little out of whack from playing last night, and I want to preserve it for Saturday. But if you want to find out more about me, and if you happen to navigate the social media world, I'm on Instagram under The Rick Reyes. That's Therickreyes. You can find me on Facebook under that as well. The idea is that Rick Reyes is a very common name among Hispanics, but I am the Rick Reyes. That's it. So
sets you apart.
Yeah.
Well, Rick Reyes, thank you for being here and being part of the Up and Running Morning Show. It's a true pleasure to have you here. Knock 'em Dead this Saturday night.
Thank you so much. A pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. The show, again, is at 7 o'clock at the Phoenicia Playhouse in Phoenicia, New York. Get tickets and info, PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com, and see Rick Reyes live on May 24th, Saturday at 7. All the best here, Rick.
Thank you so much. Likewise. Right. Have a great day, everyone.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Clayton with Van Cleek's Tire in beautiful Uptown Lake.